From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Sales of previously owned homes jumped 10% last month as people scrambled to take advantage of a federal tax credit for first-time buyers that was originally set to expire at the end of this month. Congress has since renewed and expanded that program. Lawrence Yun is chief economist for the National Association of Realtors.
Normally, we anticipate the sales to be declining as we enter the autumn months and all the way through the winter. So this is clearly indicating that the buyers are responding to the tax credit incentive. And as a result, the inventories are getting trimmed down and home values still lower from 1 year before, but the decline is much less severe now than before.
Yun says the median price of homes sold last month was 7% lower than in October last year. President Obama meets again this evening with top military and national security advisors in the White House Situation Room. The session comes as he nears a final decision on how many additional U.S. troops to send to Afghanistan. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The meeting, the latest in a series of top-level discussions hosted by Mr. Obama since early September, will take place in the White House Situation Room. The administration has released a list of 17 expected attendees, including Vice President Biden, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Defense Secretary Robert Gates, National Security Advisor James Jones, the President's Special Representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan, Ambassador Richard Holbrooke, also Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Admiral Michael Mullen, and General David Petraeus. Joining via secure video conference from Afghanistan will be General Stanley McChrystal and U.S. Ambassador Carl Eikenberry. The president's decision on troop levels could come as early as next week. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
NPR News has learned that a federal court in Minneapolis is set to unseal indictments today, charging a handful of men with terrorism charges related to the disappearance of young Somali Americans in the Twin Cities. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has the story.
Law enforcement officials are expected to reveal details of a more than year-long investigation into the disappearance of some two dozen young Somalis from the Twin Cities area during a press conference later today. Those close to the investigation say people loosely linked to a Somali militia called Al-Shabaab have taken it upon themselves to recruit foreign fighters for the group. U.S. intelligence officials have been following the case, not just because young Americans have gone missing. They're also concerned that the Somalis leaving Minneapolis for training with Al-Shabaab might come back to the U.S. to attack, though there's no indication that such plans are underway. Al-Shabaab is on the State Department's list of terrorist organizations. It's in the throes of a bloody civil war against the transitional government in Somalia. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrial's up 124 points at 10,442. This is NPR News from Washington. After months of testimony, closing arguments have begun in the trial of a former Khmer Rouge prison chief. Dwali Sai Khao Tao has more on the UN-backed Cambodian tribunal.
The trial against Comrade Doik, one of five senior Khmer Rouge figures to be charged with war crimes, started in February. The 67-year-old was in charge of S-21, a prison also called Tulslang, where an estimated 14,000 people were tortured, then killed in what was later described as the killing fields. This case is the first tribunal sponsored by the UN to address the crimes of the Khmer Rouge regime, whose policies from 1975 to 1979 caused the deaths of an estimated 1.7 million people. Comrade Doik has admitted his role in the torture prison, but said he was only following orders because he feared for his own life. Closing arguments are expected to be heard by the end of the week. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Sai Khao Tao.
Israel and the Islamist Hamas group are reportedly close to a deal on exchanging hundreds of Palestinian prisoners for an Israeli soldier taken captive 3 years ago. Talk of an expected swap has been growing after a round of meetings in Cairo sponsored by the Egyptian government. Israel is working to win the release of Sergeant Gilad Shalit, who was abducted by Hamas and other Palestinian militants in a cross-border raid 3 years ago. The Palestinian prisoners who may be involved in an exchange include many who have been convicted of planning suicide bombings and other attacks. The prospect of their release is worrying some Israelis, including a man whose teenage son was killed in a bus bombing. He told the New York Times he knows the freed Palestinians will, in his words, not turn to macrame and painting. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.